Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is about Alzheimer's disease. This is an increasingly frightening prospect for Americans and the whole world as much of the population gets older on average. Some cognitive decline is inevitable, and perhaps sometimes we become overly concerned about simple, forgetful events, like why we just walked into a room, probably to look for those keys we just misplaced. In any event, severe dementia is something we need to take seriously and, if possible, to try and prevent. So far, at least as far as developing a pharmaceutical to take to either prevent or slow down the progression of cognitive decline, there has not been a lot of progress. That said, there are associations of what you can do that appear to help at least prevent Alzheimer's disease in terms of lifestyle, perhaps dramatically so. One way to discover preventive strategies is to look around the world to see if people from various countries have different rates of Alzheimer's. Lo and behold, people living in Africa and Asia do in fact have significantly lower rates of this disease than people in the United States and other Western countries. Is this genetic? Apparently not, as Africans or Asians who move to the United States have similar rates as typical North Americans. The most obvious factor would be diet, as we rich countries can afford to overeat or do something diet-wise that raises our risk. Some suggest the culprit is increasing the amount of animal products like meat, dairy, saturated fat in Western countries. Japan, as an example, went from a diet with little animal products until about 1960 to one with many of these, and less rice. And dementia rates have increased accordingly. Rural India has an especially low rate of Alzheimer's, and again, they eat very little animal products and much rice. So, whether it's too many animal products or just too many calories, this hasn't been teased out yet. Some researchers are looking into the possibility that spices like turmeric in Indian curries may be protective, although the traditional Japanese diet does not have this. Inflammation in general may give us a clue, as anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen could be protective, and weight gain in middle age in the form of abdominal fat, also a marker of inflammation, correlates with the illness. Interestingly, behaviors that seem to enhance health in general, like exercise and not smoking, also appear to protect from dementia. And especially heart disease risk factors, like high blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes, these also correlate with Alzheimer's. Most all of these studies are correlational, not the gold standard of taking two groups and intervening with one of them with what you're trying to evaluate, be it an herb, drug, or behavior, then comparing this to a placebo group. But there has been a very hopeful study published last year in the journal Aging that showed dramatic reversals in at least the early stages of cognitive decline. The answer appears to be a comprehensive program of diet, exercise, and nutritional supplements. That is, just one magic bullet won't be enough. Reversals of brain deterioration were demonstrated by MRI on a number of people, so it wasn't just placebo. Yes, there is absolutely things you can do to stop Alzheimer's. The challenge, though, is that it takes lifestyle changes and not waiting too long, as this particular study showed results for people in the beginning stage of the illness. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.